Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second perek of Maseches Kelim. We are up to Perek Bey's Mishnah Gimel. So we're going to talk about different types of klicheres that do not become tameh, either because they don't have a base kibul, and you need a base kibul in order for it to become tameh, for klicheres at least, or because they're considered like a cover of a kli. So Torah and Shem klicheres, the klicheres that do not become tameh, tavla she'in lizbeis, a tray that doesn't have any rim around it, umachta prutza, or an open shovel that doesn't have any walls around the shovel, the abuv shel kaloyin, a pan that someone who toasts things uses. They don't have any base kibul, it's just a flat kli, and pshute kli cheres are not mekabel tuma. Now, the visilonos, af al pi mekablin, when you have pipes, even if they are bent, and even though they can, they are able to be mekabel things, they're able to hold liquid in the elbow of the bend in the pipe, they're not mekabel tuma, because they're not meant to hold things. They're meant to transport water through the pipe. The chavkov sha'asol l'salapas. My eyes are going bad. It's hard for me to see the chav in the base. Sha'asol l'salapas, a kavkav, which is made for to cover a bread basket. Utfi shehiskino la'anovim, a tfi that was used for to cover a basket of grapes. They're not mekabel tuma because they're just a cover. They're not considered to be mekabel things, even though they're shaped in a way that they have a base kibul. The chavishol shayatin, a barrel that people use for swimming as a floaty, the chavis tefuna b'shulei hamachatz, and when you have an indentation in the shape of a barrel in the bottom of a big heavy kli, and people would put their hand into the indentation in order to be able to pick up the kli. It's like a handle to be able to pick it up, so they don't become tame because it's not meant to hold anything. V'hamita v'kis. A bed, a chair, a bench, and a table, because again, they're not meant they're flat, so they don't have a base kibul. The hasvina, and a boat made out of cheres, because even though it is meant to hold things, it's a boat, so boats hold things, but it's a gzeres hakasov that they're not mekabel tuma, that a boat is not mekabel tuma. The hamenorah shel cheres, a menorah made out of cheres, is also not mekabel tuma, because it's flat, and therefore it's not base, it's not really a base kibul. Harei ilator. So all these things cannot become tame. So ze'aklal, the rule is kol she'in lo toch b'kli cheres ein lo acharayim. Any kli that doesn't have an inside, it's not going to be mekabel tuma midrabanan, for the fact that the outside of the kli, meaning the rabbanan typically say that tame liquids can be mekabel, can be metame kelim, but that's only midrabanan. And that's only when it touches the outside of a kli, and only the outside of the kli becomes tame. The inside of the kli would be tahar. So that tuma midrabanan, that's metame, the outside of a kli, when a tame liquid touches a kli, is only true for a kli that could be makabel tuma midaraisa on the inside. Okay, moving on to Mishnah Dalid. So continuing in klicheres, panos sheyesh bo beis kibul shemen tameh, a lantern that has a base kibul that holds oil in it is going to be tameh v'she'in bo tahar, but if it doesn't have a base kibul to hold oil, it's tahar. Magufas hayotzrin shuhu poseach ba tahora, a potter's wheel that he starts shaping the utensil with is tahar, because again, no base kibul v'shu gomer ba tameh, but what he finishes his job with, that already has a base kibul, and that is tame. Mashbech shel bale batam tahar, a funnel that a balabas would use in his own home is tahar, because it's open on the top and on the bottom, so it can't hold anything, it just goes right through. Vishal rochlin tame b'nei shu shel mida, but a salesman's funnel is going to be tame because it measures the liquid that he's selling, meaning it holds a certain amount, and in order to measure that amount, he just plugs the bottom and fills it up, and then he lets it go to dump it into the kalim of the customer. That it's not that he plugs up the bottom and measures things out with it. It's that he tilts it on its side and lets the customer smell whatever is inside of it before buying anything. So to summarize what we learned today, in Mishnah Gimel, we essentially listed a whole bunch of kli cheres that are not mekabel tuma, either because they're meant to serve as a cover, or they have no base kibul, or there's some sort of gzeres hakasuv. And then in Mishnah Dalit, we identified a few more kelim that are mekabel tuma or not mekabel tuma, that are in the category of kli cheres. And we have two opinions why it is that a funnel of a salesperson is mekabel tuma, even though the funnel of a balabas is not mekabel tuma. Okay, but next time we'll pick up with Perek Bey's Mishnah Hey.